David, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What does the Heritage Foundation do?
We are a think tank, so we provide analysis and ideas of public policy issues, and you can find tons of them at heritage.org.
Well, seniors and retirees are furious. For a second year in a row, their security, Social Security checks will not be seeing a raise. And I tell you what, you want to get some folks riled up, you start talking about that. I want to get your take on this.
Yeah, well, actually, I've had enough grief just coming from my mother this weekend. The fact is, Social Security's COLA increases are based on a formula that looks at the difference in the cost of living from the third quarter, which is what ends on September 30th, to the third quarter of the previous year. And what happened was an accident. In 2008, when they were calculating the 2009 COLA increase, that just happened to be a quarter that had huge gasoline price increases and commodity price index changes and things like that. So essentially, the that third quarter was a blip, and the 2009 COLA was the biggest one in 27 years. It was 5.6%. And the net result was, essentially, they prepaid the 2009 and 2010 COLAs in that year.
Well, I'm curious, how much money is in the system, and where is the money? And I ask this, is a topic that in the state of Michigan has become a Republican-Democrat issue, if you will. In a congressional race here, the Democratic incumbent, Mark Schauer, says that Social Security funds are there. We don't need to worry. The Republican, who's trying to get his job back after losing it to Mark Schauer, says that there is no money in the retirement system. What's your take on it? How much money do we have, and where are those funds?
Well, we have money that comes in every month. I mean, you and I pay payroll taxes. It's under the term FICA, Federal Insurance Contributions Act. And that comes into the Treasury every month. And that pays most of today's Social Security benefits. But that's the glitch, because the money comes in and it turns around and goes right back out. Social Security, because of a 10% unemployment rate and because an awful lot of people who were age 62 and above found themselves out of work and needed to file for Social Security benefits early, is going to run a $41 billion deficit this year. Now, that's going to come from yours and my income taxes, and it'll be paid. There's no question about that. But the fact is, there's no money for the future. Congress took the surpluses that started in 1983 and ran through last year, and it turned around and it spent them, figuring, well, you know, it's money. We may as well use it for something. And that means that starting this year and going on pretty much from this point forward, every year Social Security is going to run a deficit. And the way they're going to fill that deficit is with money that comes from our income taxes and other taxes. And, of course, that increases the deficit, and it's just going to make it harder for us to spend other money. There's something called a trust fund, but it's an accounting device. What they did was to keep track of all the money that they collected and should have saved and spent, and they assigned it an interest rate, and they give it IOUs, and it's in a filing cabinet in Parkersburg, West Virginia. But it just really keeps record of how much of our income taxes they're going to transfer to Social Security every year.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with senior fellow and top economist at the Heritage Foundation, David John, and we're talking about Social Security benefits. And in talking about these benefits, David, I wondered, there seems to be such a contrast in the information that is relayed to the public, and it's always confusing to me. When Social Security was created, I don't think that they thought we were going to live a lot longer and we were going to have more people. I don't think that was taken into consideration, and because of that and high unemployment, we're really putting a lot of stress and strain on the system.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact is Social Security is 75 years old this year, on August 14th of this past August. And it was not fully formed then. It's been changed over the years. And as you just pointed out, we are living a lot longer. On average, my generation will live, 6 to 8 years longer than my parents' generation, and our kids and our grandkids are likely to live 10 years longer than we do. And we just simply can't afford to pay retirement benefits for 30-plus years. The system was never designed for that. And that means we're going to have to go into the program and we're going to have to make some changes, probably starting with the retirement age.
Is there a movement for that underway yet, or are the politicians going to wait until after November?
Most of the politicians are desperately hiding from the issue.
Well, because obviously this is going to create an uproar here, much like it has over in Europe.
Oh, absolutely. And the fact is there's no good news here. In fixing Social Security, you're either going to change the benefit formula or you're going to increase taxes. And neither of those is a good message for political people trying to keep their jobs.
We're going to sound like nagging parents, David, but I'm sure we need to tell folks that you're never young enough to start planning for your future, because Social Security may not be there.
Well, that's absolutely it. I mean, we can expect that there will be some Social Security benefits, but for instance, I've got a 24-year-old daughter, and I've told her from the beginning, get out there, start to save, because if you don't save for retirement when you're young, it just becomes much, much harder, and you're facing a much harder road down the future.
If you had to make a prediction on change on the Social Security benefits running out, what would your prediction be?
My prediction would be that we're going to raise the retirement age. We're probably going to fix it so that Social Security benefits going mainly to those who desperately need it. We need to fix the retirement system to make sure everyone can start saving for retirement when they first get out of school. And that'll actually do it. It's not going to be easy and it's not going to be pleasant. But we can still fix this if we do it soon.
David,
every day that we delay, it gets harder.
David, will we make people do that? Will we make them take a portion of whatever they earn and put it into an account?
I don't think we're going to make them, but there's a mechanism called automatic enrollment that makes it a lot easier. And it basically gives the worker complete control over their retirement savings. But if they don't do anything, which is a natural human response, then they find themselves saving at a proper rate and in a good investment.
David, is there a country that has had success in revitalizing their Social Security benefits plans?
Actually, there have been several that have done a very good job with it over the years. New Zealand has a very interesting system. Australia has a very good one. Sweden has one, believe it or not. And so does Chile down in South America. And all of those have adjusted it, and they've tinkered with them over the years. But they faced up to the problem, and they dealt with it.
And probably our biggest challenge, much like most of Europe, is we wait too long until we're at a crisis level before we act.
That's exactly it. And the fact is that Europe is acting at the moment. That's why you see those French protests. And Great Britain has got a major change in their retirement system, which is very, very positive. So Europe is acting, and we're the ones who are sitting down in the back and watching and say, gosh, do we really need to do this? And the answer, of course, is yes.
All right, David, John, before we let you go, anything else new and interesting that has your eye?
Oh, there are a whole bunch of things in a lot of different areas. We're watching what's happening. In my case, I watch the retirement security system, retirement savings system, and there is a lot of innovation and a lot of new ideas and thoughts there that are coming out of government and companies and private sector think tanks. It's really worth looking over.
All right, David, thanks so much. Really appreciate the insight. Enjoy your day.
Thanks a lot. You too.